Okay, we're going to do some business. Gene has been made. Have you been passing it around already?
No.
Okay. Okay. Gene is going to be sending an email to everybody that's talking about your involvement and ability to help us out in serving food at the, what's it called, Farm Progress Show?
It's the last day of August, first 2 days of September, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm going to send each one of you an email if you would please answer this week, because I have to, we've got to get an answer back to this gal in Indiana. I promised her 2 months ago we'd do this, and if we don't have enough people to do it, I want to let her know now so we don't let her down. Anyway, I'll send you the email. Might take me a day or two to get it out to all 52 of you. But if you would please answer this this week, and all I'm asking is how often you or your wife, or both of you, in case you got over 16 years old, would come on one or all three of these days. We need 40 people on the first 2 days, each of the first 2 days, and 30 people on the last day. That's a lot of people. We can get $7,000 out of this. But we only get $7,000 if we have that amount of people. Otherwise, if we have to ask the Sweet Adelines or the church up in Fort Dodge to help out, they're going to cut into that $7,000. So if we only have, let's say it's 110 people, if we only have half of that, we're only going to get $3,500. And it's an easy way to make $7,000. I'll tell you that.
And we are not doing any of the cooking. No, we don't have to do that. They do all of that.
It's take orders, take in all of that money, and the most of us will be at the back table wrapping up all the barbecue stuff that they make.
And if you take a little off the top, then we make more than sitting on this chair. That's, that $8 burger is $10 too, right?
Open for some free.
We get eat free, right?
I have no idea.
I have no idea, but we get into gate free.
Yeah, so, you know, go look at all your farm implements for free. I don't know what that means. Okay. As you may know.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay. COVID is has, you know, done a number on us, you know, having to cancel shows and do remote and video and all that kind of stuff, and it's dug into our nest egg a little bit. So anything that we can do to get us back to where we were is going to be awesome, possum. Leading into that very conversation, do you have any update on ad sales, Steve?
Yeah, we're excuse me, probably as of tonight, Brenton, I haven't totaled the amount that came in, but a couple bucks. One, we're probably above 5,000 now on ad sales.
Awesome.
Making progress. We'd like to have everything, if possible, turned in by next Monday night, and that gives Tori and the folks at Grandview about a month to get the program together, obviously.
Awesome.
Let's see.
What was the minimum goal? Was it 8,000?
8,000 was our goal, right?
So we're at 5,000, so we're doing okay.
We're making progress, you know. Obviously, people you know are looking for sponsorships, friend, family, yourselves. If anybody wants to be a sponsor for the chorus individually, obviously those businesses you patronize. Shout out to Bob. Bob's really been beating the bushes, as they say.
Way to go, Bob.
$50 to tie of 1900.
Nice work. Look at you go.
One man fundraiser.
My wife likes me out of the house, too. So.
Yeah. Also, Bob has the signature page.
Yeah, there's 26 on there. And there's pinned in or so ads. So if you can't send an ad, you can send a check to Larry for a donation. So, you know?
Good.
How about?
All right. If we get 8,000, someone gets pie in the face. It's
everybody.
Steve.
So right? I'm hoping for 79.99.
If we can get all the way up to, I think it's like 11, then I think all of us get pies in the face. So, I'll take one for the team. Get that cash in.
The key line. He's looking for key line.
Key line, yes. That's the key line.
I have a date that I'd like you to put on your calendar. It's Tuesday, April 5th. We are going to be given a, I lost the word of it.
Oh, the certificate?
Certificate from the Board of Supervisors.
the commemoration, the proclamation.
Proclamation, thank you. Proclamation of 75 years. We'll be receiving that on April 5th at 9:30 in the morning at the Board of Supervisors office downtown. What would be nice, because over the last 15, 16 years, the board has been giving us a grant every single year, except for last year when they had COVID in 2020. They didn't. But what would be nice is if we go down in mass, wear our informal shirts, when they call for the proclamation, I don't know if they will call us up or if the board chair will just read it, but when I was talking to Tom Hawkinsmith, he says, can you guys sing a song? Now, Tom has said that. The chairman of the board has not. However, if we go in mass, and if we're able to go up front to receive that proclamation, which I'm hoping we'll be able to do, hopefully we could be ready to sing either Down Our Way or something like that, a real quick song showing the Lord that we appreciate their help over the past few years. And that's going to be April 5th at 9:30. The proclamations are always given at the beginning of the board meeting before they go into their business. So we need to be there at least like about a quarter after nine out front. Now, that's the Polk County Admin Building in Second and Court. It's not the courthouse. It's the administration building at Second and Court. Go up the steps or the ramp, and you'll be right in front. The supervisor's boardroom is over on the east side of the building in the front. Once you get to the back side of the building, you're almost there. I think it would be well for us, because of what the supervisors have given us in the past, whether you agree with them or not, please don't remake that in criteria. But they have been giving us money every year. And we've got another grant in there for, I think, maybe $2,000 to $3,000. And if we could do that in mass, it just show them our appreciation. So the April 5th at 9:30, I'll mention it again. But I got an email from the executive assistant, and she's got it all set up, ready for the proclamation. I sent him the proclamation that we had from the city. They'll probably either do it word for word or make up their own title. He just wanted to know what we were doing. So,
Larry, can we send you an all email that we're going to be there? Does that help out?
I will be sending an email, but I'm not going to do it right now.
No, that's it.
But before that date, we'll let everybody know. Informal uniform, and be ready to sing. Let me put it that way. So we can be ready to sing if the chair so asks, or if Tom asks the chair to let us act, to let us sing.
And it will be a short song. They don't want a 5-minute.
No. It's just like Down Our Way would be all we would have to do.
No crazy gotcha days.
Probably not.
No happy.
We're going to do a regular show song type song.
Cool.
I think that'd be just as easy. We don't need to do Keep America, but keep the whole world sitting. Yeah.
Is Grant's not here? Do we have anyone on tickets that is here tonight?
I don't think so.
Okay. We'll get an update. I'm not sure exactly when those will go on sale, but I know it's going to be very, very soon. Without Greg here, I don't have the exact date. So we'll let you know, but tickets can be done online. We can do them at the door, but we'd really, really like to kind of encourage people to do beforehand so we don't have a crush of humanity on that day. Also, it just helps us kind of know what we need to do in terms of... Does it have when the tickets go on sale?
It says our website will be updated later this week for online ticket sales. Tickets will be $20 for adults, $15 for students through college age, and $3 for 5 and under. There will be $1 convenience fee added for online credit card orders and help to pay the charge we incur. And that's all we have.
Okay. Awesome. So, sometime this week, you watch it for it, get your people to buy tickets. All right, let's take 10. Is anything else?
Okay,
yep,
back.
Sorry.
Renewals here.
Got some renewals.
Good.
Yeah,
got some renewals. We have one, 38 years. That's where we're starting off.
38?
38.
Woohoo!
And the second one, 39 years for Bob.
Good work, sir. You started when you were 8? Awesome. Okay.